549 means triple team traffic. With three times more eyes on the road coming back your way, here again is Ricky Meese.
Lingering slow speeds as you're traveling southbound I-15 from about the I-80-201 interchange. The worst of it ends at about 7200 south, but still a little heavy and bogged down from there to 123rd south. Spots of heavy and slow traffic as well. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway from Redwood to 5600 west. We're starting to look better. Southbound I-215's west belt from 9th south to the 21st South Freeway. Joe Davis.
That traffic on the 201 before 5600 West is due to the problems on 5600 West, which extend from the accident down at 3100 South all the way back to 700 South. You're also going to see some busy traffic as people try to avoid that by taking Bangor Highway as an alternate. And then, of course, if you go down south, as we go around the point of the mountain, you're going to see traffic starting about a mile and a half after Highland Drive. That continues all the way down to 1500 North. And you'll also see some traffic on Redwood Road southbound from that same area as well. Mark?
Yeah, KSL travel time bumped up to 23 minutes. A little troublesome for you this afternoon for a Monday between Salt Lake City and Farmington. And the reason is there was a wreck, 2300 North Warm Springs, that caught the delays up to the North Interchange. Then a couple of wrecks have come and gone prior to Lagoon. So Centerville to Kaysville, you're slow and go. Join Amanda Dixon October 15th at the Utah County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Help raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. To register, visit alz.org/walk. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.